Are there any sexual positions that I should be doing when I'm pregnant?
Don't do any. I don't know.
A younger baddie mom
as in,
to come talk about this,
baddie.
You know?
I love the baddie mom. See, she's the one, no. Me, I'm not there.
I want to prepare myself and I want to prepare others as well. That's why I wore my shades today. So that I can hide myself. Like,
the very first time. Just say the truth. A lot, you have half question on
it's
it.
It's my question now. Just and I'm speaking for the masses here. I'm offended. Sorry, you should ask me how I'm feeling.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. What about missionary?
Missionary just, is good, but you just make sure that he's not completely on you.
Oh.
If that makes sense. Some women actually prefer the when they're on top.
So is good. Is doggy good?
Yeah.
I just thought of my auntie again as I said that.
See, now, my aunt is like this. You have started
this. My auntie will say, you guys, you always say this in this podcast. It's when they're actually doing it and they're still talking to you.
Yeah. And I'm like, how are you so comfortable? And they expect you to reply.
Hi.
Your back is spinning you.
Right. And then somebody wants to press you down. Hey, excuse you.
You should be pressing my back. Some women during pregnancy, their libido is zero.
Oh, they don't. We should talk about that.
Yeah, so if you come close to my friendly bedroom, I slap you.
You guys, don't you dare compare me to Gabby when it's time for mine. Because I would kill people. Honestly, kudos to every mom. Welcome to VRH. My name is Kemi John.
And I'm Gabby Akinboye.
I love how you said Gabby Akinboye. That's actually very different.
Because today's different.
Yeah.
Today's a different day.
You guys, it's a special day today.
Kemi has been hiding something from you guys. And today she's going to reveal
We're going to be revealing the secret to you guys.
You remember at the end of season one, we told them that we have a lot of things to tell and show them in season two.
Yeah.
So this is one of the things that Kemi wants to tell you guys.
I like how you keep mentioning my name, Sha. But okay. It's a reveal for you guys. Let's do it, you guys.
We're having a brewing hot baby. I know some of you have been suspecting.
No, legit. We are having our first BRH baby. I said brewing. We're having our first BRH.
I ate too
baby!
Much.
Baby!
I ate too much. I'm very...
Gabby is giving me my second child, you guys. And I'm excited.
And I'm giving them their first child.
Their first child, basically. That's true. How do you feel?
Bruh, I'm tired. Nobody should ask me how I'm feeling. I'm tired.
Gabby has been so much graceful throughout this period, you guys. Being pregnant and still being able to come to work.
It's not
and come
easy.
Shoots for you guys, honestly.
It's the love I have for you guys.
The love is
the
high.
Love is strong.
And I'm pretty sure you're very much relaxed now that I finally revealed what you've been. Bruh, Gabby will come and say, I don't know what to wear because I don't want my stomach to show.
And the only thing is that most of the clothes, they don't fit.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm just like, I don't know what to wear. When I start looking at what you would think that we're going for one.
Yeah, it's been a hustle. But it has been. I think
finally,
it's been a beautiful journey too.
It has been.
And here you go, you guys.
This is what pregnancy
your baby
looks
mama
like.
In the building. And today, right, without further ado, actually, we're going to be talking about something very, very close to Gabby's heart. I mean, I think it's very close to
every woman's heart.
Talking about the pregnancy topic, we're going to be talking to you guys about sexuality during and after birth.
See, and she's the one, no. Me, I'm not there.
I want to prepare myself and I want to prepare others as well.
OJB, don't prepare yourself.
Who are in this process, right? What to expect, what to look out for, you know, all those things. And that's why I wore my shades today. So that I can hide myself.
Your true reaction.
And actually, probably maybe it will calm me down so I can actually take notes, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm excited.
Me too.
So Gabby's going to be our interviewee today.
She made me a guest on my own show. Can you believe that?
Because, I mean, who better to talk about this than you? Honestly,
I don't know.
You're the best person to talk about this. So that's why we have to be asking you all the questions and then you'll be revealing some of the answers to
based
us. It's a reveal
on my
day.
Own personal experience, though.
Yes,
I'm not a doctor.
Based on your personal journey and some of the things that you've heard. Because one thing I really like about Gabby, I should tell you guys too, is that you go out to find resources from people, from, you know, online articles and all those stuff. So you are very knowledgeable when it comes to this as well. So it's not like, and I feel like in a way, it's good to bring a new, I won't say a new mom, because you're not a new mom, but younger baddie mom to come talk about this,
baddie,
you know?
I love the baddie mom. I love the baddie mom.
Right, because like, I feel like...
I'm still, like, some people in my personal Instagram, I'm pretty
you're
sure...
You're still a baddie. Like, nobody knows, right?
Yeah.
Which I really like, so I really appreciate
that.
Because
my face don't show. Pregnancy got nothing on me.
I don't know. I feel like... We should not do that because some people are not like going through the same journey.
I know.
Right. Because Gabby can legit, you can be pregnant and you will not know.
The whole 9 months.
You will not know. And that face, your face, you know, it does wonders. Your nose don't get
it
know,
don't bigger. Spread.
Like so many
I
things.
I beat pregnancy.
Yeah. Congratulations to you. You guys, don't you dare compare me to Gabby when it's time for mine. Because
have
I would
faith.
Kill people.
Have faith. You never can
amen.
Tell.
Amen. Amen.
You never can
you know,
tell.
That's one of my fears.
A
actually.
Lot of women, you see that.
Yeah, that's one of my
even
fears.
Even when I got pregnant for my first one, I sharply went to meet my mom. I said, Mommy, come on. Yeah. Am I going to spread?
So, okay, I guess that's actually a good question. Do you think it's genetic as well?
I think so.
Huh.
To be honest, based really? On my own, because my mom was like, she didn't. My mom, if you see my mom, you would not even know she has given birth to a child like me.
Legit. That's actually true.
Yeah.
Your mom is like your auntie. She's like your
legit.
Friend. Yeah.
She literally looks so like too. My elder sister. Yeah. And she told me that during her time, her kids, three of us, she didn't spread.
Wow. That's so dope.
That kind of like gave me hope. And then when I was going on with my first pregnancy and I wasn't spreading, my love.
Bruh, yeah. I even feel like, well, your first pregnancy, you were even smaller than this. Like, your first pregnancy, you would let you see Gabby.
And all you see is stomach.
You were not even your first pregnancy. Like, nah. It was very dope. I mean, this one, too, is still very beautiful. It You're is. Still gracefully going through the journey. So we're going to be letting you take the stage while you highlight and enlighten us on some of these things that a lot of you guys might have questions on, right? I feel like... The very first time.
Just say the truth. A lot. You have question on
it's
it.
It's my question now. Just and I'm speaking
on,
for,
on it.
I'm speaking for the masses. Chase. I'm speaking for the masses here. Honestly, there was one time. Let me tell you this. I think it was one of our other friends too that like legit came to your house first childbirth basically. They came to your house and they legit had questions for you. Like, how did you do this? I don't want to get into the questions yet. How did you do that? How did this feel? How did that go? How did, you know, all those things.
It's so funny because, and another thing that I've noticed, so I'm one of like the first set of people
amongst all your friends
that
right,
I actually have a child.
Exactly.
And then when most of them are pregnant, they're calling me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
and this is not to say that we don't have other people that have been pregnant, like aunties and mummies, but I think it's just a little different.
It's relatable.
When you have your friend, you know, it's very
relatable.
You're very right. All right, let's dive into the questions. We didn't even ask you, like, how you been. You didn't ask me, how have I been?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You did not even care
I
to
just saw
that.
You now. Oh, yeah, don't vex. Oh, sorry, baby.
I'm offended.
Sorry, my
you
love.
Should ask me how I'm feeling.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling preggy. But I'm not preggy. It's how you actually believed it for a second. Why did you believe that?
Bruh.
And you just kept quiet.
Because I'm waiting.
Bruh, anyways, let's get into the topic of the day. All right. First question, Gabby, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So we did a poll, obviously, and got some questions from my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And this is question number one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Says how, are there any sexual positions? As I started this question, I just remember one of our
the burial. I'm not seeing now. Man is like this. You have started the game.
Auntie will say, you guys, you always say this in this podcast.
I'm not deal.
But we got to educate people. Okay. So that's why. Anyways, okay. Back to the question. It says, are there any sexual positions that are safer or more comfortable for people during pregnancy? Especially for women, obviously. Are there any sexual positions that I should be doing when I'm pregnant?
Don't do any. I don't know.
Ah.
But I'm just kidding.
Excuse me. Oh. Yeah. So, are there any special ones?
Honestly, for me, I feel that anyone that your belly is not on the bed, is for me, is one of the safest. Mm-hmm. Anyone that, you know, you're not like straining yourself, your knee, your belly, your back.
Right. So is doggy good?
Yeah.
I just thought of my auntie again as I said that.
It's not. Yeah, it is.
Is that a good position?
It is.
Because you talked about your knees. So anything that's not straining your knees.
You're not on him. I mean, some women actually prefer the when they're on top.
Right.
It depends on
when you're pregnant. Because that was going to be my next position that I'm talking about as well. It depends on
if your knee is not paining you.
Right.
My love, go ahead.
Some people are actually lighter in a way and they can actually still move.
Do that. Yeah.
Very well. So
some people, if your knee is, my love, let him do the work.
Okay. Okay.
You are making organs. He can do the work.
Okay. Right. I mean, it makes sense, right?
Exactly.
Okay, you're making the whole body. Yeah, you're making...
Yeah, exactly. He can do the work.
So what about missionary?
Missionary just, is good, but you just make sure that he's not completely on you.
Oh.
If that makes sense. Like,
so he's not laying on the stomach.
On the stomach, exactly.
Okay, okay.
Because, you know, you need to protect the baby as well.
Okay.
And depends on the stage, the level, or the trimester you are too in pregnancy.
That's very true.
Because in your first trimester, they usually advise, like, the moment you find out you're pregnant, they advise to avoid sleeping on your belly on, like, on a regular note.
That's actually, I think that would be a very weird thing.
It's very, because I'm a belly sleeper.
If you're a belly sleeper.
So imagine how I sleep at night.
So how do you acknowledge when you're sleeping? Like, how do you know now I'm sleeping on my belly? Like, do you get my point?
My love.
I think it's just God protecting us, honestly.
Yes, it is tough. Because for me, like I said, I'm a belly sleeper.
Right.
But the best position for you to sleep is on your left side.
Okay. Okay.
During pregnancy.
Your right side. Why not your right side?
So you're right. You can sleep on your right side. But for me, if I sleep on my right side and I sleep for too long, I usually have acid reflux.
Oh.
So I tend to wake up and I literally were about to puke.
So what is acid reflux?
So acid reflux, to my own little knowledge and understanding, is when the acid, you know your stomach has acid, right?
Okay, okay.
So when that content acts like it's about to come out of your mouth.
Oh.
So like that heartburn feeling.
How does it taste? I'm getting very, really, really rudimental, you guys. You guys should be happy.
It hurts. Yeah, it literally.
How does it taste?
Like it's very peppery.
Oh.
Like it feels like you're having a heartburn. Technically.
And you can taste it in your mouth.
No, like taste it. It's more like here in the chest area.
Okay.
Like there was one time I had one and I literally puked my food that I ate that dinner.
Wow.
Like everything came out.
Honestly, kudos to every mom out there. Kudos to every mother out there.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy.
It's not.
It's not easy. I can't even begin to imagine.
It's not beans. It's not for the weak.
Right. It really isn't. It's, and I also think that it's grace.
It is. Because God's some people grace. Have it easy.
Right, right, right.
Some people have it easy.
And that's another topic for another day, actually. I want us to talk about your pregnancy journey. You've
always wanted that.
Yeah, I think that is something that a lot of people might not know.
Yeah.
That even exists, right? And I feel like if you give us the opportunity and you actually open up to, you know, sharing those, you guys, I think a lot of people will learn. That's my point. So we'll do that another day, right?
Another episode.
I'm surprised you actually agreed. That's
it's
good.
For you guys. It's not for you.
Oh my God, I'm happy.
It's not for you.
Okay. Okay. Before I move on to my next question. So are there any other sexual positions that we haven't mentioned?
Honestly, like I said, because there are different sexual positions and I don't want to like go into.
Don't go and be doing. What's that one that you go and watch? Ah, there was one when we were younger. That you're going to be doing well, weird positions.
Yeah, as long as, and they always advise to don't lay on your back for too long. Because especially in your third trimester, it kind of like reduces the blood flow.
Okay. So then would missionary be good?
I mean, how many hours are you there?
Oh, so when you mean long time, it's like
30
sex.
Minutes, not okay. The short period of, you know, of time.
Okay.
So any position that you know is safe for the baby, like laying on your belly, laying on your back for too long and stuff like that, you're good.
You can indulge in those. Okay. All right. So my next question is, are there any activity or behaviors to avoid during pregnancy? I guess one is what you just mentioned, like any positions that are not good.
Activities to avoid, don't smoke, don't drink.
I know. You would think that these are things that should be easy.
It's not.
But it's not. Especially for some people that are addicted to it.
And one thing that I usually tell anyone who cares to know is if you know that you are not using effective protection to, you know, prevent yourself from giving birth, especially if you're a married couple and stuff like that. The weight window, there's something called weight window. And if you know,
please let them inform.
So the weight window is after, during your ovulation to your next period is the weight window.
Right.
And if you know you had sex during that time, I personally usually avoid or advise that you avoid alcohol or smoking or, you know, your regular habits that some people do. I always advise you avoid it because some people are pregnant from period.
I was gonna say some people can actually be pregnant
and have no idea
for months and they be drinking,
smoking,
going through their normal regular life,
and they have
and being pregnant. And the question I have is, do you think those babies come out with, like,
some of them defective? Do they come out fine, but not everybody has the same grace as everybody.
True, because you never
you never know.
Yeah, okay. So
at so the, if the moment you find out your doctors are telling you no smoking, no drinking, so just
right, so and I think you're right. Adhere to the wait period.
To be safe. Only if you know that you are not you have an effective ways of protecting yourself, then my love, go ahead and enjoy your life. Mm-hmm. But if you know you're a married couple, you're not, just to be safe.
So you don't find yourself in a story of I didn't know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But for during, don't start a new workout that your body is not used to.
Oh,
my doctor usually tell me this.
Okay.
No new exercise. If your body's used to running 1 mile, just stick to that 1 mile.
Okay. Okay.
Don't go ahead and do a lash shade. I'm doing six.
Right.
So yeah, my doctor usually advise me, or my first and even this one, no new exercises. Take your prenatal vitamins. Take your vitamins, mothers. I'm guilty. But please take it. Take your vitamins. Make sure that your vitamin has iron as well. Because the baby inside is sucking everything out of the mother.
Right.
So you need to replace some of those ions and stuff that the baby is taking.
This prenatals that you talked about, are those things that you can get over the counter, or do you have to get a prescription for them?
No, you can get them over the counter and you can get a prescription. It just depends on the individual.
Which kind? And the individual.
The individual as well, yeah. The individual, your doctor, what your doctor advise. I always advise women, the moment you get to that age where you're starting to be aware of yourself, get yourself an OBGYN.
Oh. Like, what age is that?
Like, from age 18?
16, wow, 16 I didn't get my first OBGYN until I was like 20.
I was serious.
So you had an OBGYN when you were 18?
No, I didn't. I'm just saying, like, I advise, because there's something called, is it PVC?
Yes, the pap smear.
Pap smear and all of, you need to check yourself.
Yeah,
as a lady.
For us to elaborate more, is for the check for cervical cancer.
Yeah,
because that's very, you know, that's something women would get.
And some women, like, I've told you this before, you can test yourself if you have any, like, problems, especially when it comes to childbearing.
Well,
you can.
Okay.
So if you have a good OBGYN, there's some questions that he or she is going to ask you when you start having those visits, and please answer them truthfully.
Right. And I like how you said he or she. Is that something that was weird for you? I mean, I know you have a female OBGYN, but would it be weird if you had a male OBGYN?
It would be. Because I don't know if I'll be comfortable.
Because the first time I went for a pap smear.
Was it a guy?
No, so my PCP, my primary doctor,
he's
a man. And he was like, I do it, but if you prefer a woman, let me know. And I'm like, explain to me what a pap smear is again. And then he was telling me the visuals and everything. I was like, I think I want a woman. I think a woman would be a better. And even the woman, I was uncomfortable.
It took me a little bit of time too. Because my OB is pretty young. She's not old. She's a very young jovial. I've told you about her before. Even with that, as friendly as she is, it took me a little bit of...
You know what's funny?
When I go, I just do like this.
You know what's funny? Oh, you guys, if you don't know what a pap smear is, look it up, please. So that we don't give you visuals here.
Exactly.
You know what's funny? It's when they're actually doing it and they're still talking to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
how are you so comfortable? And they expect you to reply. But it gets, it depends on the relationship you have, though. It gets to a point where you actually don't even,
you don't care. And I feel like, was that before or after childbirth for you?
So mine was during, because even when you're pregnant, you're still gonna, there's still gonna be a test you have to do like that. And you, oh my God, I don't know if I ever told you.
What?
For your first ultrasounds, it goes in through the other side.
Oh my.
Yeah, it doesn't, it's not this, because they can't see the baby at this point.
Oh my goodness.
It, they can't.
Women, so please shout out to all the women out there, everybody. Yo. If you have a, if you're a man and you have a wife, or take, you have somebody that shall taking, like, is going through this for you, you better take care of her. Like,
should I buy her a push gift?
They are, they are doing something special. They, like, really, we can't even begin to fathom all the things that they are putting at risk, yeah, for you. So yeah, look at that. Like, this uncomfortability. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so yeah, so definitely don't smoke.
Don't smoke.
Don't drink.
Take your vitamins. Don't do new
exercises. Take your vitamins.
Do not eat raw fish.
Oh, sushi. Oh,
yeah, like raw sushi. Do not eat like under or uncooked meat. Like
meat or any meat. Oh,
yeah, wow. Dairy products, yeah.
Wow.
Don't, yeah. That's, I mean, amazing. The good thing is, thank God this is America, when you're pregnant, they give you
A meal diet,
things you should take, medications, yeah, and like the only pain meds I'm advised to take is Tylenol.
Right, right.
So don't go and be taking.
So I guess that's another thing. Don't be taking medications.
Yeah, don't, just make sure you confirm from your doctor, right, before you go ahead and take medications.
What about vaccines?
Make sure you confirm from your doctor before you go ahead and take any vaccine.
Okay. Yep. All right, those are good ones. Okay. My next question is, what are some pregnancy symptoms that can affect sexual activities? Ah, what are some of the things that you would experience and you'd be like, ah, this is affecting my sexual desires?
It's quite a number. First of all, back pain.
Try.
Your back is paining you.
Right. And then somebody wants to press you down. Hello. Hey, excuse you.
You should be pressing my back.
Oh, I can't. You know, you saying that kind of put me in the position of the men, in a way, not to be selfish.
Sorry.
But in my head, I'm like, how would they cope?
You'll be all right.
Oh my goodness.
You'll be all right. Because okay, back pain, there's pelvic pain as well, where your pelvic wall just hurts. Hmm. Like sometimes it hurt that you can't even get up.
Wow.
Yeah. It hurts so bad. My doctor gave me an exercise to do, but it just lasts for like a few minutes, and if the pain wants to come back, the pain is back.
How long and when would you start experiencing that?
Every woman is different.
Okay.
For my first pregnancy, I didn't really experience it until I was almost done with the pregnancy. For this one, for my second trimester, I was already experiencing it.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. And how long? Is it like through a trimester?
It's probably going, I'm still experiencing it now.
Wow. That is, oh my goodness. That is ridiculous.
It is. So that alone, and then mental and physical changes as well in your body. Sometimes you don't. Mood swings. Like sometimes, right, I can literally cry because he did not microwave my food.
Hormonal stuff as well. You know, actually, aside from the hormonal part, I want to ask a question. How do you deal with the weight gain? Because I know that pregnancy aside, for some of us, when we start gaining weight, you start feeling some sort of, I won't say depressed, but like you start feeling, it affects you mentally,
it does,
right?
It really does.
So being pregnant, you can't, some people are lucky. But are lucky. Most
some
people
of us
can't avoid it. How do you deal with that? Because that's a mental thing too.
So for me, how I would say help me like to deal with that is my partner. Sometimes when I'm like, babe, I feel so fat and ugly. Mm-hmm. And then he looks at me like, hot babe, like you.
No.
Do you get like, so that kind of like encourages
you
to
be
like, okay, this is a temporary thing. Like he would be like, okay, babe, don't worry. After we're done, I will take you. We will go together to the gym. We would, like, there's that form of encouragement. If some people don't have that encouragement, or they don't have that partner who is actually that sensitive enough to be like, she's going through a lot.
Right.
I would see my picture when I was like, when in like 2020, and I'll be like,
You feel, I see your point. Because you were younger, skinnier.
You know, I had flat stomach and there was no stretch mark, nowhere, nothing. There was, but having somebody who kind of like supports and encourages you helps. Like, see, babe, mommy makeover you want to do?
Oh, that's like, amazing,
so
actually.
It helps. And being or associating yourself with positive vibe as well helps a lot. Stop, don't be feeding your mind with things that, like, there's some Instagram posts that I said, I'm just like, next.
Scroll. Mm-hmm. Which is not good. Today. Which is a good, it's a good thing to actually learn, honestly.
So sometimes, because honestly, it's really tough. And don't try to do this pregnancy journey alone.
What do you mean by
that? Ask for help when it's needed. You might feel you're a super woman. No, honestly. No, don't talk to other mothers who have also gone through what you're going through. If you don't have their support systems, there's like Facebook, mothers group, and you know, even do you know that in the hospital, actually, if you're at the hospital, you're going to give birth, like my doctor's office, they gave me like a flyer where I can start going for classes and meet other pregnant moms.
Wow, that's
so
dope.
Take advantages of, because then you will see some other people and be like, okay, I'm not the only one going through this.
Wow. That's amazing, actually.
And stop comparing yourself to when before you had a child.
I think that's going to be very hard. It's hard
because I'm still guilty of it.
Yeah, that's going to be very hard because I think everyone is guilty of that, honestly.
Yeah.
Because every year I think I'm fat until I see myself the next year.
And you're like,
and I'm like,
fat.
Wait, was I really fat last year? I think I was okay.
Yep.
So in my head, I'm like, why did I appreciate myself then?
That last time, yep.
Right? So imagine then going through pregnancy and saying, I think it's going to be harder.
Yep. Just see it as, I am bringing another life.
Right. And I think that's a message for every man too. Because some men, like we always talk about on this podcast, like some men actually forget the fact that, she's looking like this because she had your babies, you know?
Yep.
So I think that's actually a message for men.
For men. If you guys said, okay, I don't want to, and she's still going to remain like that, but it's a decision that both of you made.
I know we're talking about like the fact that we you going through this is you literally putting your life at risk for your family. Legit.
Yeah.
And I will still talk about that later, but, So those are good symptoms to like, back pain. I'm not pregnant. Goodness.
And fatigue. Pregnancy fatigue.
You get tired every day.
You are sleeping.
You know, I remember when I was in high school or even college and we used to see these pregnant women.
And they are just sleeping.
And they're not sleeping. Like they're always frowning. They are angry. They are tired. They can't move.
Yeah.
I was like, are you the only one? Are you the only one pregnant? How do you feel? Has anybody ever said that to you? Okay, good. Don't. I like the group that we have. God forbid. But I can't imagine because I know in Nigeria, my motherland, my mom is a nurse, and there was a day I went to a hospital, basically. Not her hospital she works in. So we were, you know, walking on the road and then she was taking me to different places. And we went by the labor and delivery department. Mm-hmm. In Nigeria, I was very young. Mm-hmm. It was a long time ago. So it was a general hospital in Nigeria. So we were going through the labor delivery department, right? And I remember the thing we always see in the movie. I actually saw it in real life. Where the nurse was literally yelling at this pregnant woman, like, are you the only one? Was I there when you were doing
it?
Now you're here crying and shouting.
I hate.
And I remember
somebody telling me recently, she just had a baby recently, and she came from Nigeria, obviously, but she had a baby here.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, my first American cultural shock. I was like, what happened? She said, all the nurses are nice.
Can't.
And I was like, they're supposed to be nice.
I cannot actually.
But she was shocked.
Not all of them are nice, Gabby.
But
not
like,
all of them.
To Nigeria.
Yeah. No, I mean Nigeria. You're saying they're supposed to be nice.
No, she was saying that American nurses are nice.
Yeah, I agree to that. But you're saying that
Nigerian
nurses
nice.
Are supposed to be nice. Not all of Nigerian nurses are nice. I'm not gonna lie to you. That experience gave me the PTSD that I still have today. Because in my head, I'm like,
you're fine.
in America, would you talk fine. To somebody like in pain? That.
Yeah.
Like this woman was legit. So it's I think so it was pain. One of these pregnant women that they would say, walk around before you actually can push.
Mm-hmm. They will always advise you if you
and need. This woman was doing she that. Was she so was walking pain. Around.
Oh my God.
Crying and all. And a person, another woman that's probably gone through this too, was like, oh, well, was I there where you were? I looked at my mom. I was like, this isn't right. My mom was like, yeah, I don't know why they're like that. Because my mom is actually a midwife. Yeah, she's a midwife too.
That's good.
But I don't believe that my mom was like that. Excuse me. Because
Well, your mom is really nice. Mom is calm. Yeah.
But I don't, that's the thing. I don't even know if those nurses too are bad people. I think it's just a cultural thing that people have grown to just accept as a normal thing. It's a
very weird culture.
It's a very bad thing. Yeah. It's a very bad thing. But yeah, it's so weird. I'm glad you don't have people like that that will tell you, you know, negative things like that. Because that really would hurt somebody's emotions. Okay.
Nope, I don't.
All right. So let's move on to some of my questions that I have for sexuality after birth.
Birth. Okay.
Right. Because I also want to talk about that because I think that's, even though I'm glad that I'm learning this during pregnancy things, after pregnancy as well.
Another journey.
Right. Because I've heard that, bruh, women tear. They go through things after child birth. So how do you then still think of sexuality, sex and intimacy and things like that after that kind of experience, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So my first question, when is it medically safe to go back to having sex with your husband?
After giving birth, 6 weeks. If you give birth vaginally, like the I don't know about C-section,
right?
But after having my first child, I remember my doctor literally said you have to wait 6 weeks. Then you will not go for your 6 weeks appointment,
right?
If they don't approve you, well.
Oh wait, so they still have to approve you. Are you for real?
Yeah, you have to go for a checkup.
I pity all the men, no. I'm so sorry. This is me advocating for them here. Not to say I'm not advocating for women, but I'm like, but, yeah, 6 weeks?
You and have to wait you're telling 6 weeks. They and you know the you. Men that I pity most are the men that during pregnancy, the wife did not want to have. Because some women during pregnancy, their libido is zero.
Oh,
they
don't we should want talk to. About that.
Yeah, some women, they...
So this is not even about symptoms or back pain or anything.
It's just a thing that comes with pregnancy. Their libido drops. Some increases, some drops. Some just stay
flat.
Flat. Some women during pregnancy, their husband becomes
This is so funny. It's not funny. During, it's just like
I can eye opener. Smell his breath, not his mouth breath, like
his nose.
Yeah.
Right. During pregnancy.
Yeah.
I'm like that now without being pregnant. Hey, God, dude.
Yeah, like not, okay, I'm breathing through my mouth. No, his nose.
So
imagine if it's a woman that is irritating her. How are you going to have sex?
Oh, my goodness.
So, I feel sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
There'll be fight.
I just can't imagine. Can't imagine. Because I don't know. 6 weeks is what?
A month and 2 extra weeks.
That's a long time.
But you wait.
And then to tell me that you're saying you might still need to get approved or not.
Yeah, you have to go for it. Before you have sex, you have to go for a 6 week appointment.
Before you can resume back. Mm-hmm. That is crazy. Well, good luck to the men. Like you said, you are bringing the organs. You are bringing the human beings.
Like,
you've just been chilling. So chill more.
Chill more. You'll be fine.
What physical and emotional changes can affect sexual activities after childbirth?
Physical and emotional activities. After childbirth. There's a lot. Like, for example, now, if the woman tears.
Right.
During
childbearing.
So tearing is the canal where the child, when the child is coming out. It needs to expand to 10 centimeters.
Right.
If the child is coming out, some babies are just big. I had a small kid, so I didn't tear. But some kids are bigger than, you know.
So what would be the average size for the baby?
It depends on the woman, because your first child is different from your second.
Okay.
So your first child is, they usually say, is the hardest.
Right.
Because that's the first time that canal is expanding that much.
Okay.
So some people, if your first child is like 8 pounds, good luck.
8 pounds. Is that big or small?
That's big.
Oh.
good luck.
So what would you say?
So like for me, my first kid was 6.
Okay, so what is the average?
I would say 6.
What is the
7.
Biggest 6 or 7? Okay,
it's fine.
Okay.
When you're reaching 8, 9, 10, but even 10, most doctors don't even let you push out a 10-pound baby. Oh. You do see it, because that is a big one.
Okay. What? So I know it's different from the question I asked before, but mm-hmm. I have another follow-up question. What are some of the things that happens during the pregnancy that makes the baby bigger or smaller?
Honestly, the one thing that I know that can make the baby big is if the mother has gestational diabetes.
Oh, expatiate, please.
So gestational diabetes is when a woman is pregnant. Like, normally you don't have diabetes.
Okay.
But during pregnancy, you have diabetes.
So could that be because maybe there's some diabetic things in your family?
No. It has nothing. It's just after you give birth, the diabetes is gone.
Wow. So regardless if it's hereditary, if it's in your genes or not.
Yeah. I know somebody who has 3 kids. The first 2, she was fine. The last one, she had it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I think it has to do with like your placenta producing something. It just has to do with the baby and you, nothing about your history or anything. I don't think so. I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Okay, so now if you have it, that's one of the things that make the baby bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what, like how?
And those women, I don't know the medical or the scientific, because I didn't have it. I didn't have second. So probably if I did in any of them, they would have given me more education about it. But thankfully I did not. So, but how they know is you take this called glucose test.
Okay.
So there's this drink that they give you. The first test is 1 hour. So they give you a particular drink. That drink,
it tastes bad.
Advise any pregnant woman out there that has not taken her test, make sure you take the drink cold.
Oh.
It makes it taste a little bit better.
So they refrigerate it or
yes,
what?
Yes, okay. Make sure you tell them I want orange flavor.
She's giving you all the tips now.
Okay. Orange flavor, no one.
Okay.
But yeah, so you drink that drink, and then after you're drinking, you can't take anything else in your mouth, not even water, Tums, nothing.
For how long?
For 1 hour.
Before they do the test?
No, after you drink it.
So when you drink it,
You have to wait 1 hour.
Before they do the test?
Yes.
Bruh, the doctor's appointment that you people be doing? That's...
Yeah. They will tell you the appointment before your glucose test,
right?
They will let you tell you.
Perfect. Because in my head, I'm like, what if you didn't know? But
no,
I guess
they will let you
know.
Let you know. Yeah, then you prepare for it. And if you fail that one, so after you take the drink, you wait 1 hour, then they draw your blood.
Okay, so it's still a blood test.
Yeah, it's still a blood test. They draw your blood. You think it comes out like the next day.
Okay.
So there's a range. You will see the range. Right. If it's too low, if it's too high, if at the middle. If you fail, then you have to go back and take another one.
How many, like the next day?
I don't know if it's as I said, I've not failed before.
Yeah.
So I don't know how long.
Yeah.
But I think you have to wait a little while.
That is crazy.
Take another one. And that one is for 3 hours.
Look at me complain about 1 hour.
So that's a lot of women usually pray that they don't, because if you end up having gestational diabetes, mm-hmm. they will deliver your child early.
Wow.
Because the longer the baby stays, the bigger the baby gets.
Wow. I used to legit think that one of the reasons why the babies would get bigger is because the mom is eating a lot.
I don't know if that affects though.
Okay.
Some people...
So I'm not crazy.
No, you're not. Because me too. I used to be like, oh my God, I don't want to take too much sugar.
Yeah.
I don't want... My dear, this pregnancy, more je pando yam bi really. So if the baby is big, well, oops. Oops, so because
I can't.
You know, there was a point I was legit breathing
pandoyam, like in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. Yes, that was bad. But I feel like we need to give them a backstory on another episode as to why
I was eating that.
Because it got to a point I was frightened. Kilo day, pandoyam, and now it has shifted to something else.
It's now rice.
Yeah, and gari.
And. Gari, yeah.
Not soaked gari.
Raw gari. Pelu sugar.
Dry gari.
If you're an American and you don't know what gari is, it's cassava flakes.
Cassava flakes, yeah, exactly.
Don't Google it.
Because it's a weird feeling.
It's not.
But then again, we understand a little bit about the cravings of a pregnant woman.
Pregnancy craving?
If bro, you didn't tell them. You. Tell them about the cravings you were having about mayonnaise. There was another thing you were craving. Bama.
I was craving Bama.
Yeah. But like, specifically Bama.
I wanted Bama. And there was a time I was craving fried eggs, but eggs has to be fried with ketchup.
Okay, with ketchup. I was going to say ketchup.
It tasted so good though.
How do you fry eggs with ketchup?
It just used as a tomato sauce.
Amazing. Like, it's, I can't imagine. So the history of this Gary is actually because she wanted to eat sand. Okay, I think we are already, let's not dive deeper than that. All right, okay, so yeah, so those are good. It's not easy to go through physical and emotional changes.
Yeah, you will definitely go through some physical changes when you're pregnant, especially like weight gain. And after childbearing, postpartum depression is another thing that a lot of women don't, or they didn't really educate us about, and it's real.
Okay, so talking about educating about postpartum depression.
I will speak for Nigeria, because when you come here, have you give birth, even in doctors, your child's doctor's appointment. So for me, my first child, his doctor's appointment, they usually send us like a souvenir, or not a souvenir.
A survey.
No, it's not necessarily a survey. It's just something for us to fill, you know, ask questions. Any family changes? Did you guys move?
They will ask. It's still a survey.
But they also ask questions like for the baby, like developmental questions as well. And one of the questions for the mother is, are you experiencing any postpartum depression?
Okay, so which leads me to my next question. What are some of the symptoms, if you know, that somebody would be experiencing for you to, as a mom, to now know that this is definitely postpartum depression?
One symptom that I think I know is withdrawal.
Of what?
Withdrawing from everybody, including your baby. Some women tend to have hate for the Some women tend to have hate for. I know somebody who has told me that she hated a child. She wanted to kill the baby.
Yeah, I've seen a movie like that too. That was one of the first movies I saw about postpartum depression. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's a topic that I feel we need to bring like an actual doctor to talk about, because it's, everybody has different experiences for when it comes to postpartum depression. Some people want it last for a very long time. Some people it's just that very short, you know.
Wow. Talk about lasting for a long time. I was going to be like, well, it's a phase, it would pass, but if it lasts for a long time, what is long time?
I don't know.
We definitely need to bring a professional on the show to talk about, to enlighten us about postpartum depression, because a lot of women experience it. I was even going to ask what are the causes, but I guess we don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll bring a professional, probably a doctor,
a doctor
to enlighten us about it, so that we can educate people out there, because I feel like many, talking about Nigeria, many African women probably experienced this and never really, you didn't know what it was called.
Exactly. Like, that's why you see a situation whereby in Nigeria, you just wake up one morning and there's a child on the road.
I mean, there are so many other stories. But
some of them, saw a very short movie clip, and she ran into the ER and she was like, take this baby from me.
Wow.
And the doctors were like, is the baby okay? She said, it's not the baby, it's me. I want to hurt that child.
Wow.
So some women have that feeling and they just dump. I'd rather just dump you than...
Okay, so... this is crazy. It's so deep. It's so deep. I don't... Like we said, it's something that we need to talk about another episode, because this is deeper than that. So I had a question just now. I can't remember, but when I remember my question, it's about this mother dropping their babies and wanted to... Okay, I remember my question. So would you say that... Would you agree with me if I said that community, your support groups, can also help?
I would say,
help you not experience that, or maybe even if you experience it, it helps
help
you reduce it.
I won't say it would not help you, because there are some people who have, like the person that I told you literally told me that she wanted to hurt the child. She didn't even know she had it. It was her mom that noticed,
enlightened her,
that something is off with my child.
Right, because I don't think that's why I asked that.
So
there's
some
symptoms.
Women,
because some women would not know.
Would not know, yeah.
So if we knew some symptoms, maybe you can fact check yourself and be like, wait, I'm experiencing withdrawal.
I'm
experiencing hate. Professional. You know, like maybe you can fact check yourself and say, okay, this thing is looking like PPD. Mm-hmm. But if we don't know the symptoms,
some
people don't catch it early. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. So yeah, postpartum depression would definitely affect your sexual desires. Like what?
Yeah. Like, you'll probably, some of them, they would not dislike the baby, but they would dislike the husband. So like the sight of the husband is annoying. Normally hormones have already, sometimes I'm like, why are you talking so loud? Wow. You are shouting.
Wow. I've heard some people that used to say bad things to their husbands while they're in labor.
Oh, that one, don't be angry. Don't be upset. It's just out of whatever is happening.
Wow.
Whatever pain, because that pain. So like for my first, I was not going to use the epidural.
Oh my goodness, that's another topic. Okay,
I said continue. I was not going to use epidural. I was like, let's try this natural, because my mom was there. Yeah. And to be honest, I don't think I want to have like be in the labor room with my mom and my husband.
Right.
Because I was managing my pain more than I literally, thinking about it, I want to cry. Mm. I was managing my pain so well with my mom being there, because like she knew what I needed.
Wow.
Without the nurse even coming to give me, my mom already knew, because she has experienced this before. You know what I mean? And like times when the pain would be so much that I want to, because you're supposed to lay on your back, but like I want to get up. She knows how to help me get up, how to rub my back.
Wow.
So imagine people that don't have that, and it's just the husband who is clueless, don't know.
My mind is blown.
You are probably pissed.
My mind is blown.
You're probably so angry at the man. Because, so you know, some men, they literally pass out in the living room.
I've seen clips and I'm like, ah, really?
Yeah, because they don't when know you're supposed what to help do. Me.
Now I have to look out for you too.
So yeah. You can't technically almost blame them, because they honestly, some of them, only if they're
they
doctors,
don't know.
They don't know.
I feel like it's like what you said, because mommy experienced it, so she knows
the feeling.
She knew
exactly.
So I beg, if you have that
don't
figure,
take it for granted.
A mom, a stepmom, an auntie, a sister that's gone through it, somebody that can be with you in the labor room would definitely help better than your husband.
Some people get a doula, I think that's what it's called.
Okay, yeah.
You can also
I think
that.
That's actually very good. If you have the money, why not?
Why not?
Do
yeah.
it. It's a good service. So why didn't you want to take epidural? Because I want to know about that.
So my fear is, one of the side effects for epidural is back pain.
Right.
And I was very trying to avoid...
Because you know how I already have back pain. Like, okay.
And I was trying to avoid that back pain. But my dear...
Did somebody tell you?
So I was adamant. I wasn't going to take it until the baby's heart rate started dropping.
Oh.
And I wasn't dilating. Like I was in 4 centimeters and I was there for like the longest of time.
Wow.
I was just there.
Wow.
So the doctor came into the room and they were actually not even talking to me. They were talking to my husband. And they were like, oh, that we need to talk to her that is it a CS or she takes the epidural.
Wow.
Because my labor started like a day before in the afternoon. And then by the next morning, I was still in 4 centimeters.
Wow. Almost.
That was when I was like, please come and choke me.
So what was mommy's viewpoint?
My
did
mom
she want
was,
you to have a epidural
she,
as well?
She didn't. My mommy just wanted our child and our grandchild out.
She didn't care what was going on. What could you do better?
She was even open for CS.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm amazed.
She was open for CS. She was like, CS, if you want, it's going to be faster.
Yeah.
Quick, you're
it's
done.
It's easier, yeah.
Yeah, so she just wanted a healthy baby and her child alive.
Yeah.
That was all my mom wanted.
I like that. I feel like mommy, even just from you talking about it, I feel like she was a good support.
Oh my God. My mom was right behind the doctor. There. Try rubbish. I was
wow, I love it. I actually really like
that. I will
that.
Give you if I drew you know, your back. She
I
was legit.
Like
I remember seeing my mom right behind the doctor.
Wow.
Yeah. She wasn't playing.
Like while you were delivering?
While I was pushing.
Wow. Amazing.
And she was there. She was speaking in tongues.
Oh,
I cannot forget because
cool.
I wasn't in pain. So I could see what was happening. Yeah. She was speaking in tongues and she was right behind the doctor. Try rubbish.
That's why, I mean, she gotta love your son.
That's my mom's first love,
bruh. Are you kidding? All right. Okay. So postpartum depression can definitely affect sexual desires, back pain, as a
body
physical
changes. So what are accepting like you mean your like new body?
Yes, 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 yes. Body yeah. changes can actually definitely, bruh. If I don't feel sexy, I won't wanna have, you know, yeah. intimate moments with you. That's yeah. true. Okay, so how can partners communicate effectively about this kind of changes, you know, when it comes to sexuality as well?
First of all, for me, I feel your husband or your partner should be sensitive of the fact that you're going through changes, first of all. Because if they are not sensitive of that fact, then you might be talking, they don't understand what you're saying.
I think that's very crucial. I think that's very crucial because yeah. we have a lot of insensitive men out there. And I really hope that none of you guys gets, I say you guys, because none of us
gets
men like that, because yeah. it's sad. Okay. It
is. So if you have a partner who is sensitive of the fact that this woman just continued my legacy, this woman just continued,
like, I have a deep thinking of it like that.
Yeah, expanded my family or our family, that would help.
Yeah. Absolutely.
To me, I feel that's the key. Because you might yeah. be telling him what you're going through.
So I want to ask, how do somebody become sensitive now? I don't know. But like, because there got to be some logical things that you can do.
You know from the pregnancy, even before you guys get pregnant.
Right.
You will kind of like engage things that this person can handle.
Back to being, reading red flags before you go and get entangled with this person. Because you're right. Because, I mean, how do you teach somebody how to be sensitive now? Because yeah. I don't know.
Like that empathy, you can't.
How do you teach somebody that? Yeah. Like, if you don't think that what I'm doing is a big deal, mm-hmm. right?
And some women too, don't think he knows. Talk. Some women just feel like, he should know that my body is changing. Just say something. Because I don't know who I was talking to. I was talking to my friend recently. And then I was telling her, I was like, men through too, they do go through a lot.
As like what? You mean during pregnancy and childbirth?
Just in general. Like okay. they're literally carrying the family on their shoulders.
Of course.
So they are going through that. And with the fact that alone, now there's an addition to the family.
Of course.
They're thinking of, okay, how can I make more money? How can I? So don't think that they are not. No, they probably just need you to talk.
I thought you meant like during pregnancy. I'm like, what are they doing? I saw one Instagram post. So the woman, she was pregnant and she was crying in the closet. She was like, so she was trying to fit a dress, like mm-hmm. as if, like, you know, a zipper.
Zip, yeah.
So she couldn't get into it. And so she was crying. So her husband came. She was like, what? So the husband was like, what happened? She's like, I can't fit into it. I'm so fat. All the stuff. I just was, it's okay, baby. It's okay. You look beautiful. Don't lie to me. She was crying. So the woman was like, I can't believe I still have 3 months to go. The man legit stopped. I counted 3 months. I was like, 1, 2, 3. You mean to tell me I'm still going to go through this for three months? So in his head, too, it's like going through a lot.
Yeah.
But is it really? So I guess they have emotional.
I feel like it's the trauma. Emotional part. Because now, especially when the wife changes, the woman they married is a different woman right now. So they have to also adjust to the fact that, there's something else happening
yeah.
that is making her like this.
Yeah,
because
that's true.
I'm very quiet. I'm very calm. I'm peaceful. Mm-hmm. Hello. Literally, like, I would say some certain things. You'd be like, babe, it's your hormones.
You know that would get me upset.
And I'm like, what you mean?
That would actually
hormones?
Get me upset.
Legit, because he knows that's not me. He knows that most times, like, somebody will literally do something. I'll be like, yeah, just let it go. This time, I'm like, no, you can't do that.
Like, that's funny. I can't.
So they are trying to adjust as well. Like, okay, don't go and jump talk or she can slap you.
They have to be even more, like, more patient as yep. well now. That's crazy. Okay, so talk. Don't assume that
don't
they
assume
know
that
stuff.
They know.
And hopefully you get somebody sensitive and empathetic
and
as
empathetic,
well.
Empathetic, yep.
Okay, how can your partner find time? How can partners find time for intimacy with the demand of a new baby? Because now you have a new person, right?
Take
here.
Shifts.
Take shift. What do you mean by that?
Make sure one person is not.
Wait, let me ask the question. How can partners find time for intimacy mm-hmm. with a baby now? A new human
a new
being.
Baby. Take shifts. Make sure one person is not burned out.
Okay.
Create a schedule. Make sure one person is not burned out. And it helps. And if you have, like I said, if you have support, my love, take advantage of it. Use it.
Wow.
Because imagine if it's only one person waking up at night every time to take care of them. That's and the true. Other one is snoring. And look, if true. You come close, to my friend, if I slap you. But if both partners are taking shift, like, okay, you do from this clock to this clock, I do from this clock to this clock. And even during the day, I feel one thing that men tend to forget is if you want to, how will I put it? Like, if you want to have sex with your woman, especially when you know that she's busy with kids, start caressing her from the morning.
Right. I mean, I think they even say that even before childbearing.
Even before childbearing. But I'm just saying, like, even women now that normally, there's a child,
yeah.
If she wants to take a nap and you're not busy at that moment and the baby takes bottle, take the baby for a walk away from her.
And let her have a time.
And let her have a little time.
Wow.
Yeah, it helps.
Because now she's relaxed, her body is...
It's calm. Yep.
Now she can have time. She's not as burnt out as any. Mm-hmm. She can have time for you to actually even think. Not even do, the thought of itself.
And just try it. Because try as much as possible to make her happy. If you know her love language, just do it.
Right.
Like if it's gifts, my love, shower her with the gift.
Right. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So I like the shift idea thing that you... I mean... It was a given to me, but I didn't really put a word to it. Like, it's us creating a schedule, actually. I've always known that it's not just going to be one person taking care of the child, but just you putting a word to it, like, okay, this is official. You have him in the morning. I have them in the afternoon or something like that. Or you have them today. Basically, creating an official schedule
that works for both parties.
I think rather than just assuming that, you should also help now, or I should, you know, I think that is a new perspective.
Yeah, and some things that some couples do is, if the wife is awake feeding, the husband is awake as well, just, you know, not necessarily doing anything, but just that support.
But it's support. Oh, because it pisses me off, Gabby. It pisses me off when I have to do something, or let's say we have to do something, basically, and I'm still awake and you're sleeping. I actually don't like it. Or even not sleeping. If we have to, let's say, for instance, me and I, we have to do stuff together, and you're on your phone. Meanwhile, I'm over here thinking about the thing that we're doing. I'm figuring out strategies. Mm-hmm. I get pissed off.
Yeah.
So imagine that. Like, I'm over here feeding our baby, and you're snoring.
Like me That's now, true. Right now, I wake up, which is normal, at 9 to pee.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tell him that there was a day we were actually laughing about it was a joke. And I told him that I literally woke up to pee, and then he was so deep in his sleep that he was sleep talking.
Oh, really? Did you think he was talking to you?
No, he wasn't. I knew he wasn't talking to me.
Oh, my goodness.
He was sleeping.
That must be nice.
But
okay.
When he woke up the next morning, I was like, it must be nice for him to sleep that well. To the point that he doesn't even ask me how was your night anymore because he knows that I'm going to complain.
Oh, man.
He doesn't even bother. He's like, oh, baby, how are you feeling today?
That's the one, how you feel today.
How was your night?
That's why women, we definitely deserve a push present.
We do.
After babies, because it's not funny.
It's not biz.
Ah, yeah. Omo.
Like, you can wake up like 5 times at night to pee.
Omo.
Yeah.
Like, crazy, man.
And the more into the pregnancy you are, the worse it becomes.
So how do you then find sleep after? Because when I wake up in the middle of the night.
You have to take a minute.
Oh, my
goodness.
But
you still try and sleep at least maybe another 30 to 1 hour and wake up again to pee.
Oh, my goodness. God. Hey, God. And this happens for everybody or just...
It's everybody.
Oh, goodness. That's why I always hear why when they say a pregnant woman is pressed, like they want to pee.
They want to pee.
You better let them know that they want to pee.
My first pregnancy, I peed on myself. Yeah, we're taking a
walk. Oh, my goodness.
This is very embarrassing, but we were taking a walk. And you know how my husband is very funny. And he was cracking joke. I literally laughed and peed on myself on the road.
Oh my goodness.
He started behind me. He was like, let's go back home. This is
I cannot. I can't. But yeah. I think that's actually still very cute that you guys can experience things like that together.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Gucci. Like, if I was making fun of it,
it was
with
so
you.
Funny. Like, for this pregnancy, I'm a little bit lazy. Yeah. And he knows that I need to start taking walks. He's like, okay, let's go together. Get up.
That's cool.
So he goes to work together. Even like he knows that he's like, I don't trust you. Before you go and fall down the road, and I'm looking, where's my wife?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the support that we were talking about just now. Having a good support too. That good for you, girl. All right, my next question, and I think my last question, honestly, is what resources or supports are available for postpartum sexual health?
Well, like I said, there are a lot. Like, there's Facebook mom groups.
Okay. But how do you go on Facebook, though? Like, not how do you go on Facebook. How do you go on Facebook and feel comfortable to talk to strangers?
So there's this app, too. I think it's called Peanuts.
Okay.
Where they're like, it's apps for mothers. It's literally like dating app for mothers.
Okay.
You can either yes or no the person. You can
all meet. Right. We'll put the link to that.
Yeah, I think it's called Peanuts. Let me
icon
check.
To that's on here very soon.
I want to make sure that I'm saying the right word.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Peanuts.
Okay. So you join, it's like a Tinder for moms.
Exactly.
Explain that. I'm loving it.
It's just like a Tinder for moms where in your community, your area, you see other because I moms. Actually joined. Yeah, I joined, and I remember one of the moms was when she got pregnant. She told me,
"That's crazy. That's actually dope. Who came up with that idea?
I don't know.
That's actually amazing."
Yeah, so you get to meet, like you will see, they will tell you, literally know their name. Sometimes some of them will put their husband's picture as well, the age of the kids
in
they have,
your community,
in
your
area.
Community,
yeah.
So that means I don't even have to have like family around. I can have. Somebody that is also, are they also pregnant at that time or they're just moms?
So some of them are pregnant at that time. Some of them are just moms.
Oh, wow. That's dope.
Yeah.
And talk about building friendship too.
Yeah,
like
you
now
have, like,
you have
chats. Yeah. So yeah, it helps.
Peanuts. Yeah. We'll definitely put the link to that or the icon to that on the screen for you guys to go and see.
And then Facebook too. Like I remember when I don't know what I was, when I had my first child, I don't even know what took me there. And I just Googled, like, because breastfeeding is another thing that we also need to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I just Googled, like, oh, mom group and everything. There's a particular group that's like breast milk or breastfeeding, something that has to do with breastfeeding, where other women who are having like challenges with breastfeeding, not producing enough milk,
right.
Stuff like that, they come together, they have a little group on Facebook and they talk.
Wow. So what causes that for a mom not to be able to...
That, I think, is your body. I don't know.
What's the word for
produce
it?
Enough milk. Because some people are overproducers. Some people are just all right. Some people are less.
Yeah. So it doesn't, it's not like what you did or what's happening to your genes or anything. It could just
be who you are.
Your pregnancy journey.
And if you want to like produce more, they're like lactation cookies and some stuff that... Some people will try all of that and still
not work. It's best to consult your doctor.
Yeah.
Basically, doctor. Right?
So, like, for support, if you have friends, reasonable friends, if you have your parents, like, I saw in TikTok post, and this girl was saying, you think having a child who eats and sleeps is the flex? No, it's not the flex. It's having in-laws and parents who are involved in that child's life. I'm telling you, it's a flex.
It's that's the beauty of it.
It's a flex. Like,
that's the beauty of
me
it.
Me being pregnant, sometimes my mom will call me and be like,
Bring your baby.
Take 1 week off away from him.
No,
that
I think that's actually very helpful.
So it's a flex
for you.
Yeah.
Like I think it's so helpful. Yeah.
It's a flex.
And it's to me because my nephew is like that. And one of my friends actually mentioned this to me and it was a point of realization for me. So she mentioned my nephew's name and said, you can tell how much love he has around him. Because when you see him,
he's so
it
happy.
Just radiates love.
He's
like,
such a happy kid.
Happy kid.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that's very, very true.
Yeah, so that's a
that's
good
very,
support
very
system
true.
Too, that can
having your family,
your in-laws,
I think that's very, very true.
And friends. I, as much as people are like, oh, yeah, they need my friends.
Yeah.
If you have friends who are reasonable, who will be there for
bruh,
you,
they help. Would help. You know
even
what's funny?
Neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's funny? I would even say in this case, you should have single friends, Seth, that you can
you
easily
can
have your kids with. Not regular, not
every
irresponsible
day, but
singles.
Yeah.
I mean responsible singles. Because it's, I think it's harder for you to go and meet your married couple or your friend that already has their own children.
The way I feel it's a little bit easier is if your children already have a relationship and they're a little bit grown.
With their kids as well.
You
I mean, yeah,
feeling,
that one,
just
that one's
playing.
Like you're sleeping over,
yeah,
everybody's just
be,
chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. If they are like buddies from childhood. So yeah, that's actually very true.
You even the person babysitting may not really have to do anything. Just make sure that they don't kill themselves.
Right, because they're always going to be playing with themselves anyways.
Yeah.
But I think this has been a beautiful journey for you, honestly.
It has been.
I'm looking from outside and I can say it's been beautiful.
I'm looking from outside.
I mean, aside from one that we'll talk about another day, right? But I think you've been handling it so pretty well. And yes, kudos to your husband too and your family for like being a good support system for you. And it's been real. It's been real. I've seen you from Gabby that did not have a child. Now Gabby to have two children. You that now have funny. Two kids.
I'm about to have
it's
two.
Crazy now.
Two
it's
under
crazy.
Two.
Two under two. It's under two.
So two kids under
two parents.
No, two under two. Actually two and two. So two kids with one of them being a toddler, like 2 years old.
Oh, that's actually very true. Okay, I didn't even think about that. I would have never thought about that. So that's actually funny. Yeah, that's true. Well, kudos to you. You have good family. You have good support. Yeah. So I think it's just very beautiful that you are going through this, you know, very beautifully as well. So good luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll definitely be here throughout the process of the journey, obviously. Mm-hmm. When we're not... Are we going to bring this baby to the
park? No.
Come on!
You asked me for the first one. I said no. You asked me for the second one.
Can you imagine? No. Gabby. If you want Gabby to bring her babies to the pod, please comment down below. Thank you very much. No. All right, you guys.
I'm still going to say no.
Why now? Please. Let's just have them. At least maybe one episode. Mm. You know, maybe we'll ask a few questions. And how's it like to be a toddler?
The other one will say, mommy.
No, how your kid calls mommy is so funny. Hey, mommy.
Like 100 times in a day.
It's so cool. I think it's a beautiful thing.
And you know, he calls my
stage.
Mom mommy.
Two. That's funny.
He doesn't call her grandma or anything. He calls my dad papa. He calls his dad daddy. But when it comes to my mom, it's mommy.
It's mommy still. I guess you guys look very much alike. So maybe he's thinking that's the same.
He probably thinks that he has two mommies.
Exactly, for real. But yeah, thank you, Gabby, for helping to share those amazing knowledge and tips, right? And I really hope that that's helped one or two preggies out there and hopefully people that are potentially, you know, preggies, people that are aspiring to be pregnant as well. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that shed some light for you. And if you have more questions, please don't hesitate to
email
us, leave a comment down below. Yes, you know, send us a DM as well. And hopefully we can address some of those questions again. We can always bring Gabby back. This is our show. Anyways, thank you so much for joining us on this special episode. If you haven't subscribed to our channel, please, for the sake of Gabby's new baby, our BRH pod baby, please go and subscribe to
our
podcast.
Cute face.
Like, come on, right?
How can you say no to that?
How can you say no to that? For real. Go subscribe to our podcast on YouTube. Listen to us on Spotify, on Apple. And please also follow us on
TikTok and Instagram. It's the same name, Brewing Her Podcast.
So simple. Very, very much simple.
Straight to the point.
All right, you guys. Until next time, keep being beautiful. We'll see you on the next episode.
Ciao. Bye.